AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. An Iranian military spokesperson mocked U.S. attempts at a ceasefire deal today, insisting that the Americans were only negotiating with themselves. Intermediaries from Pakistan submitted a 15-point ceasefire plan from the Trump administration to Iran late yesterday. Two Pakistani officials confirmed today that Iran had received the proposal. Pakistani officials described the plan broadly, saying it touches on sanctions relief and civilian nuclear cooperation. It also includes a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, monitoring by the International Atomic Energy Agency, missile limits, and access for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the U.S. is planning on stepping up military deployments to the region. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The proposal comes as the U.S. military prepares to deploy 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East to supplement some 50,000 troops already there. A pair of Marine Expeditionary Units that will add about 5,000 Marines and thousands of sailors are also being sent. The source says those steps are being framed as Trump maneuvering to give himself max flexibility on his next move. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. travelers across the U.S. are being told to arrive at airports hours early due to long lines. Transportation Security Administration staffers are working without pay during a budget dispute. Many have missed work. Officials in Minnesota have sued the Trump administration for access to evidence they say they need to independently investigate three shootings by federal officers, including the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Supreme Court is considering allowing the Trump administration to revive a restrictive immigration policy.
The practice is known as metering. It limits the number of people who can apply for asylum to handle an increase at the border. People settled in at the Mexico border waiting for a chance to get in. A lower court ruling ended metering. Assistant to the Solicitor General Vivek Suri says the limit does not mean rejection.
It's saying our port is at capacity today. Try again some other day, and that time when that person comes in, that person could come in legally.
Rebecca Kassler with the American Immigration Council says asylum is enshrined in laws.
President Trump is trying to reshape our nation's laws and our fundamental treaty commitments going back decades. No president or administration should be allowed to pick and choose which of our nation's laws and treaties they follow.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.